Girly whirlies, hello and welcome back for, I was going to say another episode, but it's actually our last episode of season two. So welcome back to another episode, and it is the last episode of season two of the Girly Whirly Show with Sophie and our Sambe.
Hi.
Hi, Sambe.
Hi.
We're going to have Sambe with us all day today as well, because to finish off the pod together, we're going to be talking about 2023, what we're leaving behind in 2023. We're going to talk about like kind of all the pop culture moments that signified importance or not importance. How would you like to describe it?
Just can't talk about major pop culture moments of 2023.
There we go. You see, yeah. This is where I need Sam, because he has the words and I don't. So, Sambe, overall, did you enjoy your 2023?
Yeah, overall, I enjoyed 2023.
I think we had a good year.
Yeah, we had a busy year, man.
We had a busy year. It was really fun, and it was the first year of Sambe on the pod. Well, yeah. It was the first year Sambe on the pod, but it was only season two because I took like the whole year away from it, and then I needed you as moral support to get me back into it, because season one was like this time last year and now this is season two. It won't take us that long again to come back with another one.
Yeah.
But you enjoyed being on the pod.
Loved it, man.
You love the girly whirlies?
Loved the girly whirlies.
You enjoyed giving your advice?
Yeah.
You gave great advice.
I thought I did all right.
We got great feedback from the girly whirlies. Yeah.
They really
enjoyed you. Did you have a highlight moment of the pod? Have you had a favourite moment?
Your solo episodes.
My solo episodes? Because you enjoyed not being here.
No. It's cool. It's cool coming in and working with you and chatting shit for an hour.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. We do chat shit. Yeah. Because we do that all the time anyway. So we thought, why not share it with the girly whirlies?
Yeah. What's your highlight of the pod?
It is a hard question. My highlight of the pod is, I guess it's just always the messages I get that the girlies feel understood. That's what means the world to me, is that they feel heard, they feel understood, they feel like they have someone who gets them. That's what we're here to do. So that's always kind of a highlight for me. But maybe a highlight of this season was obviously having you on.
Yeah.
And the Ask Sambe segment. And shout out to Hillary, our gorgeous sound engineer queen. She's our queen. She's our peak. And our highlight. Okay, so what's our brief catch up? Oh my god, we are in Copenhagen.
We are in Copenhagen.
Have we been back since? No. We haven't recorded since Copenhagen.
No.
So this is finally,
we recorded the day before Copenhagen.
And we can kind of ever so slightly talk about Copenhagen.
Can we?
Yeah. Because when this episode comes out, it's like approaching the pre-launch.
But it's not at the pre-launch.
Okay. So what we can say is something's launching.
Yeah.
We can say that.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay. We'll tease you.
Tune in to find out.
But we loved Copenhagen, but we didn't really see Copenhagen in daylight.
No.
Because we like landed in Copenhagen in the dark. Not in the dark, but like 4 p.m. Then the next day we spent the whole day doing a shoot, and then the next day we left very early in the morning. So we need to go back. We must go back and actually see it in daylight.
Yeah.
But we loved it.
Yeah, I really liked it, man. Copenhagen's cool. The people are outstanding looking.
Everyone is so beautiful. Everyone was so
nice. It's such a true stereotype about Scandinavian people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The most beautiful. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
and it kind of makes me want to go, like, I want to go to all the little Scandi cities and countries. Yeah, that's kind of where I want
to. Back to the homeland, you know.
It's on the list. When you were little, you looked very Scandi.
I used to get called Dutch. My dad used to get called the Swede.
The Swede. That sounds like a gangster name. Yeah. A mafia name. The Swede. Okay, darling. So I think first we go through pop culture moments of 2023 that like defined. And we're kind of going to do it month by month. Because when I was like, okay, let's talk about like what we're leaving in 2023. But first I want to kind of go through the year of like, culturally what happened in pop culture, I mean, you know, TikTok and viral moments. Like, do you know what came to my mind, but it wasn't even last year, it was like ages ago, but it still feels so like fresh in my brain, was when Will Smith punched Chris Rock.
Slapped.
And then like there was a few things that came to my mind that weren't this year at all.
When was the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
Last summer. I thought that was this summer. Isn't that so strange? It's flown by. That was another one that I would have thought was this year.
So that was all last year.
So let's go through. We're going to do it month by month. Obviously, okay, just sum it up.
Yeah, Ange Postecoglou signing for Spurs.
Oh, big news, big deal. Okay, so are we
starting from January and moving our way up? Did stuff happen this year? I don't know, man. This year flew by.
Will we start month to month?
Well, no, just start pulling out. Like, if there's a month or nothing's going on.
No, there's a few quiet months. Okay, let's obviously begin with January. I think the biggest one in January, which I wouldn't have known it was January, like all of these just feel like a blur, but it was in January when Prince Harry's book Spare came out and he did the audio, what do you call it, audio?
Yeah, the audio
reading.
Book.
Yeah. Yeah, audio book. And he very vividly describes the application of his mum's Elizabeth Arden 8-hour miracle cream on his penis.
He put it on or Diana put it on?
He put it on as Pinez. And he was like...
As lube like?
I don't know. I didn't ever read it. But it was like the smell of Elizabeth Arden's reminded me of my mother. And he was talking about it like being on his privates or something. Do you not remember this?
No. I only remember him talking about losing his virginity in the
yes,
lane.
Yes, yes.
That's what I remember.
Same thing. But there's something about him applying his mum's favourite... Oh, to cure his frostbite.
Yeah, frostbite in his Mickey.
No joke. Yeah, Prince Harry describes rubbing his mum's favourite lotion on his penis to cure his frostbite. But anyway, he did start off the year that way.
Okay.
That, like, we entered 2023 with that in our ears, in our
lives,
TikToks,
really, and...
on our TikToks, in our lives. Okay, yeah. So that was iconic Prince Harry.
Okay.
Also, this is just a random one, but January was also the rise of the Nepo Baby discourse. So, like, Hailey Bieber wearing the Nepo Baby t-shirt, like, everyone's kind of being called a Nepo Baby. I would love to be a Nepo Baby. I don't think there's anything shameful about being a Nepo Baby. Would you not like to be a Nepo Baby? Imagine being Sophia Richie. That's so iconic.
Yeah, but now, okay, yeah, fair enough.
But you don't want your success because you're a Nepo
That's
baby.
That's the problem, but is when you get success because you're a Nepo baby and they can't, like, act or
But, like, no
anything.
Matter what, even if you're so successful without the Nepo and you're a Nepo, you're a Nepo baby. I mean,
yeah,
own
it. Yeah, but own it and be successful with it. Don't ride off it.
Mm. February, UFOs. Apparently there's UFOs.
That was when the government, Trump, made them release the documents, wasn't it?
I don't really remember that.
And the CIA had to say they basically had alien technology, or, like, biological... Area 51, they basically had biological specimens and they were basically saying they had aliens.
So is that true or false? Like, is
true.
That, so they're...
Trump made them. I'm pretty sure it was Trump that passed a law or a bill or something that they had to release a certain amount of information. So they released information about what was kind of going on in Area 51. And it was like, yeah, we have, like... they didn't call it a spacecraft, they called it like something, and there was like a biological specimen kind of basically said they had a UFO and there was like a biological specimen in it.
No way. I didn't really know that.
Yeah, so there's aliens out there.
So you believe in aliens?
I honestly think that you have to be so ignorant not to believe that there's
something else right.
Like, I'm not talking about like big green fellows, like,
well, there
could be, like,
looking,
you know, like,
but
like,
there has
other,
to be other
life.
Yeah. I completely agree. Like, we are so tiny. We're
like,
so
if you look
tiny
at the picture,
the
like, it's an infinite universe with the galaxies. Like, if you can, there is an image where they pull out from our galaxy, which is the Milky Way, and then it's just like pockets of galaxies that cover the whole screen.
Is this us putting our tin foil hats on?
No, there's like the telescopes have pulled images from other galaxies. It's
literally
like if you like the fact that we exist in a tiny little solar system like the Milky Way.
Yeah, it's all
I'm going to go proper nerd out here.
That's like, what I mean. Are you putting on your conspiracy hat?
No.
No, you're just speaking truth, speaking facts.
Well, like there's no proof. Well, according to this document, there will be proof that there's other life. But I just think that in the size of things, like there is pictures, there's telescope images of other galaxies. So, like, to believe that we are the only planet in the universe can sustain life.
I would agree.
It's ridiculous.
It's wild. Okay,
yeah.
So,
there's aliens out there, everybody. Mm-hmm.
So, another one for February. I don't know if, Sam, you'll know much of this, but it's Eyebrow Gate. So,
no, I don't know this one.
When Selena Gomez laminated her eyebrows.
What's laminating?
Laminated eyebrows means... It's kind of like...
Stick it in the printer and it gets like the...
It's kind of like perming your hair.
Why is it called laminating? Is laminating putting it in the plastic?
No, you're dead right, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, because you're kind of plastifying
You're kind of like... So, it's like you brush them all up and then perm them in that place so they're all up and fluffy. I used to get it done. So they're all often... You would have been with me
I was literally about
to
say, yeah, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, you remember them. No, it's okay, babe. You would remember me.
What's Cara Delevingne get done?
I think hers are just naturally... Actually, hers probably inspired the whole thing of lamination. Like, the big fluffy brows just got really popular, so everyone laminates their brows. A lot of people still do it. I don't do it anymore. I just do a HD brow shout out. HD brow shout out Laura Ward. Love you.
Yeah, we love you, Laura. Okay, best.
So what happened was Selena Gomez got her brows laminated and it was like a disaster. Like, they were so spiky and she put up a selfie being like, oops, like, brow lamination gone wrong. Then, like,
can you wash it out or is it like still?
It would fade. It would brush away.
But like, she would have had it for a few days?
Maybe a few days, yeah. Oh. Yeah, and then Kylie Jenner.
They hate each other, don't they? Sorry, well, hate's probably a strong word.
So but Kylie like, Jenner's best friends with Hailey Bieber. Yeah. So Kylie Jenner puts up a photo of her face and like her beautiful eyebrows being all perfect, and then she put up like a really zoomed in picture of like of her eyebrows. But it actually turns out she was bringing out mascara. Kylie, she obviously has loads of cosmetics. So, but everyone was saying it was a sly dig.
Because something
Kylie said was kind of like as if it was a sly dig. And then, oh, and then it was a screenshot of like Hailey and Kylie FaceTiming each other and they were both zoomed in, like eyes up close to the camera.
Yeah,
so everyone decided
energy.
That they were beefing. So yeah. Then that really began the whole Selena and Justin Bieber drama this year was piping hot. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was wild. I'm not team anyone.
No, and then all the stuff about like why you married
Hailey.
Why you married Hailey so quick to get the
yes,
green.
Yes. Not, yeah. So that was Eyebrowgate. Moving on to March, this was a big one. And if you'd asked me what month this happened in, I wouldn't have been able to choose it. But does anyone remember, well, you all know it, but the TikTok drama of the, it was called Scandoval. So it was Tom Sandoval. I never watched it though.
No, it was the two Toms, wasn't it?
There was two Toms.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about
and,
those.
And they cheated.
They were dipping the wick and everything.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, they were getting each other's birds, like, wasn't it? He was best mate. The two Toms are best mates and they're about engaged.
But
and
only
Tom,
one woman.
Yeah, yeah, with Toms.
Yeah.
And then they got...
Oh, God. Yeah, it's all a bit... And it's not a blur. I remember it so well, but I feel like it's died down now. But it was like, was it Adriana and Raquel?
Yeah.
Something like that. That was a wild drama. I actually kind of want to sit down and relive that because that was so entertaining for a while. And I had no idea who any of those people were.
It took over all my podcasts.
But, oh my God. Oh, your podcasts or your TikToks?
No, my podcast.
Oh my God. Everyone was speaking about it on the podcast. Yeah, yeah. It was a big deal. So what's the Schwartz and Sandy? This is messy. Everything we know with the shocking split in the bio. So Vanderpump, Tom, Sandoval, and Ariana. So it was Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval with Raquel and the other Tom. Iconic. Also, no, March was pretty quiet. Oh, okay, the other one in March, but I don't think you know this or knew this one, was the Gwyneth Paltrow ski trial.
Okay, I remember in court.
Yeah, yeah, so she got sued by like a skier, like not a celeb or anything, just a skier who went into the back of her. And she won the case because, and
she's
then
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, she's Gwyneth Paltrow. We love her. And there's kind of an iconic, like when she's asked a question and she's kind of like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she kind of just shuts it all down, you know? April, kind of quiet. May was the like royal coronation shit.
Is that when the Queen died? No, that's not what that means.
No, well, no, babe, you're not wrong. Like it was when your man Charles became king.
Yeah, yeah, but she died in...
Will you Google that for me there? When did
she
die?
Yeah, the coronation is in...
Did she die in May? What's her...
September 8th, 2022. Okay.
Oh my God, what is happening? She died over a year ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that brings us to our next May.
Sorry, go on.
Wait, was June kind of boring? June's a little bit boring. June is like Travis I'm Pregnant by Kourtney Kardashian. Let's go to July because things got boring there. July is obviously Barbie and Oppenheimer, which... This is illegal. We have still not seen Oppenheimer.
I know, I'm so disappointed myself because Christopher Nolan is my favorite.
Yeah, so we will see that. July is Kim versus Courtney. She's still my fucking wedding singer and my wedding country.
Was that
the
that one?
Fucking
yeah.
Dolce Vita lifestyle. Iconic. Oh, okay. July actually gets wild. So Ariana Grande and Ethan Slater. So he's like some musical person I don't really understand. That Ariana Grande cheated on her husband with this guy Ethan Slater, and he cheated on his wife and baby mama with Ariana
so
Grande.
So was Ariana Grande married?
Yeah. Oh, in September we see Kylie and Timothy Chalamet.
That's crazy.
Making out. That's iconic.
Oh, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Promoted an award for the Game Awards, didn't I?
Oh yeah. Slay. There was also a big split. So in September, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner split in September.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
But then there's loads of splits. Was it in October? when Ariana Grande and your man like actually all like divorced their other halves or whatever for each other.
So are they together now?
Yeah, apparently. Wow. Apparently. Which is wild. Then we also, okay, October was the Beckham's documentary, iconic. Savage. Victoria Beckham's iconic Rolls Royce comment. We love that. Beyonce at the Eras Tour movie premiere in October.
Did she go to it?
Yeah, Beyonce.
I thought they were mates.
Tay-Tay are best.
Oh, Beyonce, but sorry, it's Kanye and shit that she didn't like.
And sorry.
Which Jay-Z's best mates are Kanye.
We also skipped the month where it's, it was early in the year, I think it was April, where Taylor Swift was rumored to be broken up with the ex.
And now she's with Travis.
She's
at the game last night. Shout out.
So that's on in October is marked Taylor's A-list plus one. So her bringing like, where is she with Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds? Iconic.
At the game.
Which game is that? Do you know?
When they're playing in New York last week or something.
There you go. Yeah. And then November, we see a lot of Kardashians. Did you see Northwest critiquing everyone on the red carpet? So iconic.
No.
Yeah, that came out in the Kardashians. It's very funny. Oh, and November is Karma is a Guy on the Chiefs, which
that's
we tops. Love.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
And November, Shane McGowan.
Shane McGowan passed that. And Johnny Depp was at the funeral.
Carried the coffin. That I'd say beautiful. He went on a mad one in Nina.
Yeah, I wonder, was he partying in Nina?
100%.
That's so iconic. I haven't really seen any pictures, but I hope he was.
That's pretty iconic.
Okay, so that was pretty much our year summed up. Do we have like an iconic December moment yet? Not really. Still kind of early days. There's time for someone to break the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So then we asked the girlies on... Actually, sorry, before we continue, Sambe, do you want to shout out?
Shout out Naked Fashion.
It's Sam's job now.
Code for 20% off until the 31st of December is girlywirly on nakedfashion.com.
Yeah, girlies, you know how much I love Naked Fashion. My jumper right now is actually Naked Fashion. It's a big high neck and it's so cozy. And yeah, you can use the code girlywirly to get 20% off. Make sure to get your Christmas bits, get your winter bits, get your coats, your gloves, your scarves, all the cutesy stuff. I love it so much. And thank you, Naked, always. And the code is extended for you till the 31st of December. So girlies, on Insta, I did ask you, what are you leaving behind in 2023? And a lot of them are very similar to what I want to leave behind. And I think we all get it. I think we're all on the same page. A lot of it said the self-doubt. Oh my God, I feel you. Sambe, do you feel like you have a lot of self-doubt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
Yeah, self-doubt is... I think we all do it. I think it's very natural to have self-doubt. Yeah. But it is 100% something I think the two of us and all of us can work on leaving behind. I think how we work on that is, I say it all the time, but it's how we speak to ourselves. And it's
inner dialogue is a huge part of it.
It is inner dialogue. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, my inner dialogue's been a bit bad lately.
Oh, you've been being really mean to yourself.
Mm.
That's not cute.
I know.
We don't want that.
No.
No. So that's what we're going to work on. That's a big thing. We're leaving the self-doubt behind. It's, well, you can never really leave it fully behind, but to work on the self-doubt, girls, I think that's a big one. And hopefully leaving it in the past. A few jobs, a few people saying, I want to leave my toxic job.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
We are advocates of leave the toxic work environment.
Don't spend too long there, man. That shit fucks with your mental.
Yeah, like the paycheck is not more important than your happiness.
No, not a chance.
You are allowed to, and if you can, you're allowed to take a breather and reassess your whole life. Doesn't matter what age you are or where you're at in life, you can change. You can totally change your environment. You can choose to escape it. You can, you know, find something else. And I know that's really hard. It's so much easier said than done, and it'll take you a lot longer than it should, but that's just human nature. But we highly encourage you to try something new if you're feeling really down and really negative in your workspace. We've both been there.
Yeah, it sucks.
You were sales. I was retail.
Yeah, it's
and it was just fucking shit.
Just affects everything else, man. Like, our relationship was being affected by my workplace. Because, I was like, fuck this. Yeah. This isn't worth it. Like,
it's very overwhelming on your mental health. You know, because work is like how many hours of your week? Like, most of them. So make sure it's something you enjoy. It doesn't cause you anxiety.
Yeah.
Doesn't have you on Valium. What's your Xanax? Are Xanax and Valium the same thing?
I don't know, yeah.
Very American of me. Anyway, okay, what else are we leaving behind? Someone said excuses. I like that,
yeah. Making excuses, yeah.
Making excuses.
I make a lot of excuses around Christmas time. In terms of like food and like, can't really train.
But we're allowed to treat ourselves as well.
Yeah.
Let's like enjoy December, eat all the good food, And then in Jan we can like go ham, you know.
Yeah.
And no more excuses in the new year. I do like, I like that. Someone said, I'm leaving behind saying yes when I mean no. Oh, that's my good. God, I love that. Someone said cargo pants. That's funny.
Oh.
Cargos. It's like she knew what we were talking about. Social smoking. Why, girl, when you've had a drink, do you feel the need?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm like that as
I totally agree with that.
Seems like the best idea in the world.
Yeah.
It's not,
I don't know. Yeah. A few
adds
drinks,
to the hangover as well.
I don't do it every time, but a few drinks in, if
I'm... You've never... You talk like this. You have a pull on a cigarette and you don't even do it properly.
Yeah.
So Sophie X, like, yeah, when I'm drunk, I go out and I just smoke cigarettes.
I pretend
cigarettes.
To be a social smoker.
You don't. You have a pull on one,
yeah,
that I'm
having.
I don't
even know how to do it.
No, yeah. I'd be social. I kind of stopped out because I used to smoke and then
yeah.
I gave them up.
Yeah,
and I don't really enjoy them anymore,
no.
So...
People are leaving behind their exes. Yeah, leave them behind. They're an ex for a reason.
Yeah.
For a reason. Someone said unintentional dating. I quite like that as well.
What would that mean, do you think?
Like just dating without good intentions, I think. Maybe like, is it just
get the leg over.
Well, no, get the leg over if you want. I think maybe it means like, is it just for external validation and it's not actually benefiting you anymore? Like it's not actually, you're not doing it for good reasons. You're just doing it for maybe attention, like someone to give you attention, someone to make you feel loved, even though you may have no interest in them. And it actually might just make you feel worse, because I sometimes think that can make you feel more lonely is if you're getting like external validation.
Do you have any experience?
Of unintentional dating?
Hmm.
No, I don't. Jeez, no. I've been on like one date with someone.
So it was very intentional. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you, babe.
No.
People who don't make me feel loved or like I deserve to be loved.
Yeah, I'm kind of on that vibe. I'm just kind of in the mood of cutting anyone that annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, that just, like, there's people in my life that I've looked back over the years and they have added nothing to me. And I'm just like, do you know what?
Yeah. It's
good luck.
And sometimes you're filling other people's cups.
Yeah, I'm one of those people,
sometimes
and
it's
always
really
extra energy used to ensure a conversation goes a certain way or a person feels a certain
way.
That's
exhausting.
And I'm like,
that's exhausting.
Yeah, fuck this.
If you have to like mind your behavior and like
baby someone, like
I like that. We're leaving toxic people behind and people who don't make you feel loved or make you feel like you deserve love. I think that's very important.
It's huge.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Caring about what my mean colleagues think of me. Yeah, girl, we're leaving that behind.
Because they're your colleagues, they're not your friends.
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes people mistake colleagues for friends. And I do, like, you can absolutely meet a best friend and a forever friend from your job, 100%.
But not everyone is going to be.
Not everyone. And sometimes.
Which I think is really hard because I used to be like that.
Yeah.
Because you're spending 8 to 10 hours a day with these people.
Yeah. Yeah, my God.
So
you're
spending most of your time with them. So, of course, you're going to try and be like best mates and you want to be friends. But, like, honestly, fuck that. Like,
but then sometimes.
Then
you
leave a job and you don't see them ever again.
No, exactly. Sometimes you realize all you had in common was the job.
Yeah.
And
maybe
the only relationship was just based on bitching about the job and giving out about the job. And
I had people like that.
The job. It's exhausting. A lot of doubting myself, again, self doubt. People pleasing. Yes, me and Sam both need to work on that too. We are totally leaving behind people pleasing.
Mm.
We are a little bit guilty of that.
Yeah.
Avoidantly attached to men.
As in people in relationships, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Avoidantly attached is a attachment style.
Avoidantly
attached men.
I thought you said avoid attached men.
No.
Do that as well.
That too, girls.
Yeah, let's do that one.
No attached men.
What does that mean? I've never heard that.
It's an attachment style, so...
People just make shit up nowadays.
Like, no, this is a psychological... No, this is genuinely a study.
This is a fucking TikTok study.
No. This is a psychological study of your... Like, my therapist told me about it too.
Okay.
It's how your attachments... Like, are... So you can be anxiously attached or avoidantly attached. So if you're anxiously attached, I think you're a bit more needy and you're a little bit more like, but
what
I need you,
I'm probably a bit needy at you.
There's a one where it's I don't know, babe. I need
soundly
to
attached.
Yeah,
like I need spot on attached.
Yeah, you're soundly attached.
Just bang on, like,
yeah.
Good boyfriend, like.
I think
that
maybe
me is just top there, like.
I think we're both a little bit anxiously attached. Maybe we'll do an episode on this, kind of like the love languages. But avoidantly attached, I think, means like they like. They avoid talking about their feelings. They don't want
to
talk about.
Oh, I used to be like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't want to talk. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay,
that's
we'll
fair.
Do an episode on that, babe. Right. I think there's a lot we could talk about there. Fake friends, get rid of the fake friends.
Yeah, no, good luck.
Bad energy, I agree. I actually just really want to focus on energy.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately, and not even obviously stay away from bad energy, but like manipulative energy, and then just like if they're negative, it doesn't even have to be towards you, but if you're dealing with a negative person who's always like, I used to have something, they'd be like,
exhausting.
Oh, fuck this, fuck, like everything was like, I hate this, I hate that, and
it's
I used to kind of, you just feed off of them, and
it's really draining.
Rid of that. Like,
I kind of want to, like, Sambe, why don't we like crystal the apartment, let's sage the apartment,
MGK and Megan Fox,
our tree is up, our Christmas tree is up, she's so cute. Yeah, a lot of negative energy in here, and like toxicity, toxic friends.
Not in this room.
No, sorry,
poor Hillary's out there. what did I do
in my question box. God, yeah, they're all very much the same, we're all on the same page, girls.
I like that though, it is, because I think especially with social media and stuff, man, you're so focused, like the general term of the word you, mm-hmm. is like so focused on presenting yourself and making other people think a certain way and view you in a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's just expending so much energy.
It's
like,
exhausting.
Like, honest to God, like I like crash and burn during the year because I think I got more involved with you this year.
Mm.
That was like in the forefront of my mind is like, I have to look a certain way. I have to do this. Now, granted, you obviously have to act a certain way, of course, mm-hmm. but like, it's just tough,
no,
man.
It's
your
exhausting.
Mental just takes it. Like,
and it's all about caring what other people think. That's a big
Yeah,
thing.
I was so bad with that growing up about what the lads thought about me. And
we need to leave that.
That's gone.
That's going in 2023.
No.
And I'm going to end on this one because it's something I always talk about, is my insecurities about my body. Girlies, we're leaving that behind in 2023.
Yeah.
It's time to start loving your body.
Beautiful.
It takes time. It's really tough. You know, I don't think I'll ever be 100% there.
No.
But I'm much further where I used to be. And it's just about what you say to yourself every day. Because if you tell yourself you hate your body every day, of course you're going to hate it. So you need to start saying, I love my body. I worship my body. My body is my temple. And I appreciate my body.
Yeah, my brother, you say, I was going through a bit of time and I spoke to him and he said, this isn't really about body, but it comes into it. And he was like, just look in the mirror and tell yourself you love you.
Yeah, exactly.
I love you. Like, because
exactly.
He was like, you need to
Doesn't
say
it
to yourself.
About being your body. It's just being your own bestie. I think
What's your man's name from Prison Break? We were watching him the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Michael.
Couldn't tell you, babe.
Yeah, and he was like, if I spoke to my friends, the way I speak to myself, and he's like, what you need to learn is to be your own best friend. That's what my dad always says. He's like, he's the nicest fella he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he jokes, but he's like, he loves his own company.
Yeah,
and
I love that.
Yeah, that's what you need. You need to be okay in your mental.
Love that.
Yeah.
And then lastly, actually, I like this one, giving too much time to the wrong people.
Yeah.
Boom.
I think that's
that
the main
mind.
One overall, isn't it? Like, that's
is that
like
your fave?
No, but yeah, it is my favorite. But if you go through all of them, like whether it's leave behind toxic friends, leave behind bad energy, leave behind
it's all the negative vibes. So, girlies, that is what we have to leave behind. It is so important that we acknowledge what, you know, how we talk to ourselves, what we say to ourselves, how we treat others. And it's December. We can start new now. Like we've already, you know, December 1st, we're like, let's start new. It's our new year already. So we're prepared for the new year, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is our last ep, Sambe.
For Christmas, yeah.
I feel so sad, but we better wrap it up.
What are we doing later?
Oh my God, we're about to go and see The Holiday in the Stella Theatre. We're so excited. We're going to get some food, we have some wine. So Sambe, intentions for 2024?
Be nicer to people.
Aww,
just be a
kinder.
Soul.
And to yourself.
Sorry, yeah, be
yeah,
kind to,
be kinder to yourself.
Yeah,
I think
nice,
my
man.
Big one is I just want to leave the self-doubt behind. I'm so bored of myself. I'm so bored of doubting myself.
Yeah, you can doubt yourself a bit.
So bad. Oh my God, I'm the worst. So I really want to leave that behind. I think I've gotten a little bit. No, I think self-doubt and caring what people think kind of comes part like a little bit hand in hand. They're my two big things.
I've kind of lost the caring what people think recently,
think
and I like
much
that man.
With that, yeah,
I just don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, whereas I definitely care. You know.
Yeah, well, you have more reason to probably think
no,
about
but
idea,
I think for me, I'm definitely leaving behind the self-doubt. It's always going to be there, but I just want it to be a lot less in 2024. You know.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, just thanks for having me this year.
Oh, really, we loved having you, Sam, babe.
And thanks to the girlies listening.
Thanks, girly girlies. We love you so much.
We got it on
much.
a few nights out and stuff. People have said it to us, which is nice.
Yeah, they're loving Sam on the pod.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it.
So, girlies, we adore you. Naked Fashion, we adore you. Thank you so much.
20% off to the 31st of December.
Yeah, thank you so much for sponsoring the pod. We adore
you.
Yeah,
thanks, guys. We love you.
We love Naked Fashion. They're my absolute fave, and very exciting things are coming, girlies. So keep an eye out on the socials. Oh, my God, girlies,
we'll
I feel a bit emosh. We can't really announce that quite yet, but we will be back.
We'll be back.
It'll be soon. It'll be sooner rather
than the first half of 2024.
Like the last, last year I kind of took the piss, and I'm very sorry. But I have Sam by holding me accountable now, and you girls can hold me accountable too. So, girlies, have the best Christmas.
Yeah, have a good Christmas,
oh
guys.
Oh my God, it feels like.
Thanks, Hillary.
Goodbye. Oh, Hillary,
looking after
we love
us the whole
you,
time.
Our queen.
I love you.
God, girlies, I keep talking because I don't want to say goodbye, but we have to say goodbye.
I know, yeah.
I love you so much. Seriously, it means the world having you listen and message, and we just love and adore you. We won't be gone long. You can always catch me on our socials. You can catch me on Instagram, is mainly where I'm at. And my YouTube, you'll find me there. I'll be more active on YouTube now that the pod is finishing up. And Sambe will be in the vloggy vlogs.
Yeah.
And
Do you want to tell them about our New Year's trip real quick?
Yeah, we're going to go to Prague.
Yeah,
we're
my parents.
We're going to Prague with Sambe's parents. It's going to be
so
cute.
So that'd
be fun. It's
going
to be so cute. So you'll see all of that online. Girly Burlies, we love you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Happy Christmas.
Okay, you can't just say 1, 2, 3 and expect me to know what you're going to say next.
1, 2, 3.
Happy Christmas, guys.
We love you.
And a happy
you.
New year.
Love you, girly willies.
And have fun, man, and get drunk and eat lots of food.
Yeah, enjoy it. We love you.
And party.
And make good intentions for your new year and leave everything, all the bullshit behind. Okay?
Yeah, love you guys.
Love you. Bye.